Good morning, everybody. God bless you. It's a pleasure for us to be here, finally, you know. But we have been praying to the Lord in order that He allow us to come, and as Brother Joel said, you know, to say you thank you very much for being a vital part of the Didasco Children Home in Honduras. But before to continue, let me tell you that I have been really enjoying this wonderful time of worshiping that we have having this morning here. I thank you to the Lord for this beautiful day. Yesterday was raining, and it's also a blessing from the Lord, right? But today we have a shining day. The most important is that this day was made by the Lord, and they create us for His praising and worship and adoring Him, right? So I'm feeling really blessed for being with you here, and it's a good opportunity that the Lord give us to come to the United States. Let me tell you that this is our first time here in this area of Indiana and Ohio. But the Lord gave us opportunities in the past year to go to the other side of the map. That isn't the way that I'm saying. We were visiting Oklahoma, Texas, Oklahoma, and other churches in Oregon and Washington. And we make different trips to that places, but this is the first time that we come here. Let me tell you that what I'm doing mention about that state, it's just one church, one small church like yours here, you know. They have been our sponsors for a long, long time. Didasco has been taking care of kids for 33 years. And the 23 of that, my family and me, we have been in charge of this, you know. But let me tell you that I accept the Lord Jesus Christ in 1978. And since that time, I began to serve the Lord in my church, doing different things, you know, preaching, leading the worshiping, evangelizing on the streets, being a deacon, different things, you know, at the church. But you know that we think that we have the opportunity to pray to the Lord for different things, you know. And many times, I was involved serving the Lord. I was all the time telling the Lord, "Lord, here is my life. I want to serve you. I want to do your willing. And you can do with me whatever you want." And you know that many times we do that also when we are singing, you know. And but sometimes, we forget where we are singing or where we are praying. But the most important is the Lord doesn't forget, you know, anything that we tell Him. So Honduras is a very poor country, you know. And when I was recently married, it was very difficult to find a very good job. And I was praying to the Lord because I already had a family, and I was needing a job, you know. I was used to have different jobs, but sometimes the jobs are just a month or a couple of years, 1 year, you know. So in one time, I was without a job, you know, having a job. And I began to pray and ask other people to let me help, to help me to pray to the Lord for a new job. And I remember that I was one time that Saturday evening, I was just waiting the bus, and somebody passed driving his car and saw me, and he stopped and come back and told me if I wanted a ride, you know, in his car. And I said, yes, why not? So immediately that I get into the car, he asked me, hey, do you already have a job? So I saw how he knew that I don't have a job. So I told him, no, not yet, but I'm trusting in the Lord that pretty soon I'm going to have a job. So, but I didn't know that I was talking with the chief of the unit transportation of the U.S. Embassy in Tegucigalpa. Remember that I told you that it was Saturday afternoon. And he told me, do you know the warehouse of the U.S. Embassy in Tegucigalpa? Yes, I know the warehouse. Can you go on Monday there? Yeah, why not? So what I'm going to do? No, you just look for me. So what happened? He was attending the same church of my mother-in-law. And my mother-in-law was asking the people in the church to pray for a job for me. So in that way, he knew me, but I didn't know him, you know. So even he told me that I had to go on Monday to the warehouse. I didn't know that the Lord was already giving me a job, you know. And the way that when I was there on Monday, he just asked me to fill some papers, you know. And at that time, I was already getting a job, you know. So I was working there because I know the Lord gave me that that very good job, you know, because working in a country like Honduras and at the U.S. Embassy, it not only means that it's a very good job for the position that we are getting, you know, but because we have, how to say, an instability, you know, on the job. So I was working for almost 10 years, you know, but I continue serving the Lord and our church. And it came the time when the Lord began to call me to go to serve, taking care of the kids of Didasco. Didasco was funded for our pastor that he was from here, from the United States. He was an American man, and he was pastoring and being a missionary in Honduras. So he and his family was the who felt his heart or their heart the need to fund Didasco like a ministry, social ministry of our church, you know. And they were working the first 10 years, doing very good, you know, with the Didasco Children Home. But became the time when the mission here, the United States, called them to leave from Honduras and going to other country to continue being missionaries, you know. So I don't know why, but since at that time that they left from Honduras, Didasco was began to be less care, you know, and it came a time that was like on the abandon, but it was having still kids, you know, and one of the older kids were taking care of the others, you know. It wasn't that time that the Lord began to put a special feeling in our heart to come to Didasco. But let me tell you that it was nothing easy for us, you know, to accept the challenge of the Lord. When I was thinking to come to Didasco, here in my mind, it was something totally crazy, you know, because I was thinking in abandon or resigning to my job, you know. My wife is a teacher and she had two jobs. So I remember that she agreed when I talked to her about this special feeling that the Lord was putting in our hearts. But when we already 2 years later we take the decision to accept the challenge of the Lord. And I still remember that by the time that my wife was going to resign, you know, to stop working, he told me that she felt how her stomach was not feeling good, you know, because she knew that she was resigning to all the benefits that she could have in the future, like a pension or something like that, you know. So, but let me tell you that nobody, and even in our church, nobody was offering us a salary for coming to the Dasco. Instead of that, I understood in one moment that they had an attitude like, okay, if Jorge wants to go to the Dasco, let him go there, like thinking that let's see what he can do, you know. So when we came to Didasco was receiving a monthly offering from people from here from the United States of $250 every month. That I remember that to the rate exchange in that time. It was 6,000 lempiras, you know, that I used for everything, for all the expenses. And don't ask me how I did with that $250, but the testimony or what I want to share with you this morning is the Lord has been so faithful in the way that he made all the time. Oh, he operates all the time, the miracle of the multiplication, you know. Even it was very small money that we were receiving at that time, the Lord was multiplicating the things in the way that all the time we were giving our kids a very good care, you know. Sometimes I was in this way, you know. I mean, without money, you know, without knowing how I was going to do next week to feed them, to pay a couple of employees, workers that we had, you know. But the only that I did was getting out to the corridor of my house and began to pray to the Lord and telling him, Lord, I am your servant. And you're the owner of this ministry. I'm just an instrument in your hands. So, Lord, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go to the city, and please that your Holy Spirit guide me to go to the proper place to find something, you know. And it was in that way that the Lord was giving me very good surprises. I went to visit different people, and it looks that the people was waiting for me, you know. And they immediately that they received me. They had a check for me, you know, without talking with them, just to pass to say hello, to talk a little bit with them, you know, and that was like they were waiting for me. So I have been seeing how the Lord has been operating miracles, you know, for us to continue doing our work. So this morning, as Brother Joel said, we came to visit you, to spend a little time with you, but to be so thankful with all of you for the willing of your hearts to help us, you know, with this ministry. Now that you become to be a vital part of Didasco, you know. And we appreciate and we thank you very much for all of this that you're doing with us. And I want to, of course, thank you. Thanks to that of you that have decided to send your offerings, you know. that really makes a big difference in the work that we are doing with the children of Didasco, and motivate or encourage other of you that are not still part of this ministry. I came to invite you, you know, to be part of this wonderful ministry. Remember that the Lord said in Matthew 20:28 that wherever that we did for the least of this my brothers, you did for me. So whatever, it doesn't matter that we are not working with kids, you know, but whatever work or service that we are doing, the Bible said that we need to do it like for the Lord, you know. So we have been working for 23 years. You know, my daughter Michelle is here with me. Last year we came to the state with Christian, my youngest son, and it's all the time we have been traveling with my sister Rosita. But last year and this year she gave the opportunity to Christian and now to Michelle to come with me, you know, and it's a good opportunity for them to be here and having a very good time with you. Let me tell you that everybody that has been receiving us here, they're spoiling us, you know. They have been taking a very good care of us. Last night with some of you, we had a wonderful fellowship with a dinner, you know. We eat very good. I enjoyed the food. So everything is a blessing from the Lord, you know. So how good is that we can get together this morning to worship the Lord, to praise His name, you know, because we were created for His praise and His worshiping, you know. So I'm really so thankful with the Lord for this privilege. All the time, as I was telling you, I was used to work at the U.S. Embassy, but I stopped working with the princess. You say princess, right? But I came to work with the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, you know. And it's a joy, you know. It's something that, as I told you at the beginning, in my mind, I couldn't understand. It was crazy. That's an adventure that I was taking my family going to Didasco. But in my heart, I was feeling that special calling from the Lord, that special feeling, you know, that special peace. And now I'm feel honored that I'm a Lord servant, you know. I want to continue letting you know about Didasco. But firstly, I would like to show you some three small videos. The first one, it's a picture presentation that it will tell you how are the things going at Didasco, how is everything at Didasco. It's with narration in English. The second one, on the last July 20, we celebrate in Honduras the Indian Indian Hero Day. Its name was Lempira. That is the name of our money, you know, Lempira. So how the children are representing the different ethnias or tribes in Honduras, you know, with the gastronomy and how the children are celebrating this special day. And finally, I want to show you in a small video of a team, 10 people that came from Midland, Texas, to help us to work in some projects at Didasco. Before them, we received two teams from Ada, Oklahoma. They came to replace the very old asbestos roof in the boys' dormitories. So now we have a very good pitch roof, and it's a metal sheet metal the roof, and we have a ceiling for them, you know, so they are living much better. So in that way, I want to invite you, you know, to in any moment that the Lord show you in your heart to prepare a team, you know, and come down there to Didasco, and you will be very welcome. So this last team, they you will see how it was their experience, you know, being with us down there in Didasco. So please, let's see the videos.
Didasco Children Home functions in a beautiful place surrounded by forests of pine trees that allows a healthy environment for the kids. Didasco began to take care of orphans with different needs since 1983, and it is located 20 miles north of Tegucigalpa, the capital city of Honduras. This children home was founded by Reverend Dean Trent, and it functions like a social ministry of the Central Four Square Church in Tegucigalpa, Honduras, where also the children attend the Sunday school and develop a normal relationship with other kids. Jorge and Rosita Castillo accepted the challenge of the Lord to their hearts to take care of this wonderful work of love, and have dedicated their entire lives for 22 years to provide to these kids the love and care of the home that they've lost. All these kids come from many backgrounds. Some of them are true orphans with no known families. Others are children of prostitutes and drug addicts. Others have been abandoned, even abused or neglected. However, in Didasco, the self-esteem, happiness, and desire for living have come back to the hearts of these kids. 12 years ago, Didasco counts with its own school to provide the children a better education, and this benefit is extended to many other kids that are living close to Didasco and belong to families in extreme poverty. Sister Rosita Castillo, besides being a wife and a mother, is also the school principal, having to multiply her activities for the faithful accomplishment of the work, which one she develops with a huge satisfaction serving the Lord through these kids. But also, the kids are learning and collaborating on daily normal chores of a home where it predominates the joy, the harmony, and the peace. The daily instruction throughout the praising and teaching of the Lord saying is one of the basic purposes at Didasco. This means, when they be old, will not turn from it. The daily relax and entertainment is also vital for their physical and emotional health, and these kids know very well how to do it, without forgetting that the main motivation of their hearts is their personal relationship with the Lord. Jorge and Rosita Castillo love and understand very good that the calling from the Lord for their lives was to become truly parents for these kids. There is also an opportunity for churches and organizations, and also for individuals, to send teams to help with the work of buildings and repairs, and to get to know the children personally. We want to invite you to become an integral and vital part of this beautiful ministry, which is Didasco Children Home in Honduras. How can you do it? With your economic support, becoming a monthly sponsor, which is vital and pretty necessary. With your daily praying. Sending construction teams to enlarge the facilities to house more children. Fixing and providing the normal maintenance of the place. And sending temporary volunteers to help with the care of the kids.
I think with this video, you can have a better idea of what we are doing with our kids. And or maybe you can ask me how many children we have at Didasco. Right now, we have 27 kids. For December last year, we were used to have 35 kids, but 8 of them left. But left because they were the older of them. And we're thinking that before this year finish, we're going to bring again that other 8 or 10 more kids, you know. Now that we have ready the building, the boys' building, we can be able to bring more kids. But of course, you saw more than 27 kids there. What is happening is we help more than 50 kids that we are they are living around in the neighborhood around Didasco, so they come to Didasco to have the benefit of the school, and they receive this benefit completely free. But of course, we pay the teachers, you know, because well, it's a shame that. The Honduran government didn't help us to pay the teachers, you know. So with the sponsorship that people from here, from the United States, is sending us. So in that way, we pay the teachers. This year, we're beginning with the seventh grade. We were used to have just the primary school, that is from first to sixth grade. But now we're beginning with the seventh grade. Next year we'll have the seventh and the eighth grade. And the idea is to completely having ninth grade, you know, in that way they can begin the high school, but outside of Didasco. So. It's really, as I told you, an honor, a privilege, serving the Lord in this way. And what we have been doing is just trusting in the Lord. You know, we have been depositing our trusting in the Lord for to be able to do all the things. And As I told you, now you're become to be a vital part of Didasco, and we appreciate it. We thank you, and we encourage you to continue doing it, knowing that we will continue working with our kids down there while the Lord give us the opportunity and give us the strength, you know, and the life to continue doing it. And it's because we need to be busy and His work, because all of us know that the coming of the Lord is pretty soon. There are many things that are happening around the world that are not other things more than the signals of the Lord is coming. It's coming. So it will be really good, really nice that the Lord find us doing His work. So we need to continue preaching. We need to continue serving others, you know, and experimenting. And that way, how wonderful it's to be a kid of the Lord. We are privileged that we are now rebaño. Alguien que me diga rebaño. Oh, okay, the group of the people, you know, that belong to the Lord's people, you know. So we appreciate very much for this opportunity that we have been having with you here. And I was thinking and preaching this morning, you know, but it's a long sermon that I have here, and we don't have time for that. So it will be another occasion, you know. So thank you, Pastor Dion. Thank you to everybody, and I hope that the Lord, it won't be the last time that we'll see each other. Lord willing, He will give us the opportunity to come again to visit you. We're having a good time. We're enjoying our trip at the United States. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
All right. God bless. Stay here. Thank you so much, Brother Jorge, and for your heart and your passion for what God has called you to do. You preached a sermon this morning. You did.
Okay.
And you preached it by sharing with us your life. You're living your life, yeah, as the sermon. Your life is a sermon. And I want us here in Reynoldsburg to number one, consider becoming a partner. We're already a partner corporately as a congregation. We support, but also some individually support some individual kids. But maybe you're thinking about, over the past several minutes, maybe you're thinking, man, I'd like to see what it would take to support a child on a monthly basis. So he'll be here. I want you to make sure you talk to Jorge or his daughter, Michelle, and you can consider doing that on a monthly basis. Also, next week we're going to have a time for a special offering. So if instead of a ongoing monthly support, you just want to support with a lump sum offering, we're going to have that next week. So come prepared to do that if you want to do that. But I also want you to hear what God has been doing with this group. And there's a point you made towards the end of your presentation about caring for the 27 to 35 residents, but also being a school for an additional 50 kids from that community. They're a mission outpost. God is using them not only to reach and care for those inside the place, but also those in the community. Yeah. What have we been talking about, Reynoldsburg? About God taking care of us, but also those in the community, being a mission outpost. So that's what coming here on Saturday for chili is going to be. It's not just about coming and eating some chili. It's going to be some good chili. I'm making a good big pot of chili. But it's also about providing connection as a mission outpost to the community. So thank you for sharing your story and thanking us and you know, giving us an opportunity to help you. But what you just said today is a great help to us and what we're doing here in Reynoldsburg. So thank you so much, brother. What we're going to do...
Thinking that my English is not very good, you know, so I hope that everything that I said, you understood very good, you know. I don't know. What do you say?
It was good.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you.
You said a curse word. I'm just playing. Okay. Stay here. We're going to close this way. If you want to, we're just going to gather around. Michelle, can you come up here? We're just going to gather around you and we're going to pray over you. And after the prayer, we're going to sing the closing song as our benediction. Is that cool? So if you would just come gather around.